Hey, lover. My mama always taught me that a real Southern belle always says thank you to a gentleman caller for dinner. And that incredible hard black cock I had for dessert last night was amazing. From that incredible dinner, did you see how that silly waiter dropped those dishes when I said I want some chocolate for dessert? Your nice, thick chocolate lollipop. Did I suck it all right? A lady always tries to please her man, you know. Anyway, I'm supposed to be thanking you for dinner and dessert, which was even better than the tamales and hot sauce. Of course, a nice, thick chocolate lollipop is usually better than some tiny tamale anyway. Damn, why do I keep getting distracted? Might be how damn sore I am between my legs. 'Cause coach, with a tool like that, your hot black ass show can do some damage to this little white pussy. Which brings me back to my point. Thank you for last night. You were amazing. Not just your cock either. Those thick lips and tongue sure did a number on my clitty when you ate my pussy. I have never come so hard. Sorry if I got your face a tad messy with my girl juices. You were just too good at licking, sucking, and nibbling my love button. Of course, when you tongue-fucked my pussy, that was pretty amazing, too. But what really drove me crazy was when you ate my sweet little asshole. Maybe one day we can try anal. Although with a cock like that, you pretty better bring a gallon of lube and a bottle of Southern Comfort to get me tipsy. Gag ball might be nice, too. Otherwise, I might disturb those nice neighbors of yours. But damn, that was presumptuous of me. I've not even had the good manners to ask if you enjoyed the evening, too. Although the fact that you came 4 times leads me to believe that you did. I guess it's harder for you men to fake it than us girls. But let me tell you, I didn't need to fake nothing with you last night. I did, though, have to fake it the day when I saw you in the hall at school. You were so hot in those tight white track bottoms, I could almost see the outline of that nice black chocolate lollipop running down the inside of your leg. I sure am glad I never had a coach like you when I was in high school. It was hard for me to concentrate on my students the rest of the day. It was also hard for me to stand and walk, which is why I am so glad that I can sit comfortably right now on the 710 freeway. I'm heading back to my apartment in Long Beach right now. It's getting dark outside and I'm still stuck in traffic. I don't think we've moved 20 feet in the last 5 minutes. It's so hot in here that I took my panties off. They smell like someone has really been using this pussy hard. They were pretty wet, too. Not as wet as you got us both last night with all that sweating. Damn, I loved that. I really liked it when I could feel drops of your cool sweat dropping on my ass while you pounded me from behind. Anyway, I just wanted to call and tell you how much fun I had last night. My sore, wet little cunt hopes that nice, thick cut black to want to do it again sometime soon. Did I mention that I wasn't wearing any panties? Did I also mention that I have my hand under my skirt right now? I'm touching that same little clit you licked and sucked last night and thinking about you. Feels nice, but not as good as you felt. I think I can even still taste your cum inside me, even after my shower this morning. By the way, thanks for letting me borrow that old shirt of yours. I don't think too many people even noticed that it wasn't really a dress. Anyway, the traffic's starting to move now, so I'll be home soon. I think I'll soak in a nice, hot tub of water and dream about that chocolate lollipop of yours. Unless, of course, I convince you to head on down this way when you finish with practice. Anyway, thanks for dinner. And, Dick, call me when you get this message. Oh, it's me, Sadie, if you didn't guess already. See you at school tomorrow, James.